Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
And I'm Michael Fockler. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we bring you news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last weekend, Garrigan participated in the State Math Championships in Iowa City. While all of the Golden Bear competitors did well, it was an especially good day for junior Brittany Birdie. Brittany was one of the top three finishers in the target round, with a score that qualified her for the Midwest Regional Mathematics Tournament, which will be held May 15th in Kansas City. Congratulations to Brittany and to math team coach Daryl Kohlhouse.
Last Wednesday, we had our annual stewardship day at Garrigan. It was a cold and damp, but mostly the rain held off and let us get everything done. A lot of activities had environmental themes. One group packaged up 15 pallets of electronic waste, outdated computers, broken monitors, and the like, which will be sent away for recycling. Meanwhile, the student council gathered 13 big bags of trash in their Adopt a Highway project by Sexton. Other groups spruced up the school building and grounds or helped out at the parishes or in the community. This annual day of service has been part of the calendar since the early 1990s.
There was another break in the routine on Friday when we celebrated Go the Distance Day. The day centers around wellness, and we took some time out of the day to participate in a wide range of physical activities. Coach Marty Wadley organized all the events, and this is the third year we've participated in Go the Distance Day at Garrigan.
After we finished up the stewardship day activities on Wednesday, we held the intramural basketball championship. It's been quite a while since the semifinals. Because of the past month, the gym has been closed, first for gala and then for prom. The championship turned out to be worth the wait. It was an exciting back-and-forth game. In the end, a team made up mostly of juniors beat a senior team 34-30. The winning team includes Mike Mergen, David Redding, Nick Furch, Joel Golitzer, DJ Belletti, Ryan Birdie, Devin Tindall, Jacob Baer, Elijah Gelhaus, and Father Randy Schoen.
At the championship game, the 2009 All-Intramural Basketball Selections were announced. Mark Meister received a special award for Best Staff Member, and Brett Capacious was named Referee of the Year. Second team honorees this year include Zach Zittrich, Benny Hellman, Alec Buckelt, Tyler Lollier, Billy Schultz, and Luke Eichen. The first team selections were David Miller, Matt Albert, Kyle Smith, Mike Mergen, Joel Golitzer, and the All-Intramural Captain, David Redding. Congratulations to the 2009 Intramural team.
Last week, Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed in the semi-annual Knowledge Bowl Master Competition. Six Golden Bears competed: Jake Rosenmeyer, Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, Brittany Birdie, and Rebecca Erdman. And they ended up doing quite well. Scores over 1,000 are considered good in the Knowledge Master, and the Bears racked up 1,125 total points, the top score among small schools in Iowa. The score also beat big schools like Ankeny, Urbandale, and it was about 50 points higher than the Garrigan did at a similar event in the fall. Congratulations to the students who competed and to Coach David Burrow.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. Eight students are down in Ames for the Iowa State NAQT Finals. They'll compete against mostly large schools from all over Iowa using a format different from the Quiz Bowl tournaments in our area. They don't know exactly what to expect, but they hope they'll make a good showing. Competing for the Bears today are seniors Joe Straub, Christopher Schmidt, and Vince Cruz. Sophomores Anna Kolash, Jake Rosenmeyer, Michael Hellman, and Alex Hamilton. And freshman Craig Kohlhouse. Good luck, Quiz Bowl!
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Matt Albert. Here with the details on him is Michaela Loss.
Away from Garrigan, you've most likely to see Matt Albert if you happen to be shopping at Fairway. He seems to always be there, stocking shelves and carrying out groceries. Matt used to be out for basketball, and his skill there has made him one of the top intramural players. He also plays the trombone and band, and he's a huge Iowa Hawkeye fan. We wish Matt all the best when he goes off to college next year.
Thanks, Michaela. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's Quiz Bowl today in Ames, and there's girls golf, and the girls golf team is hosting a meet in Spring Valley. Monday, the baseball team officially starts their practices.
Tuesday, the boys' track team runs at Algona High, and there's girls' track at Eagle Grove. The golf teams take on Iowa Falls and Eagle Grove that day.
Also on Tuesday, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors will elect their student council presidents for the next year. We'll tell you how that race comes out on next week's show. Wednesday, we'll have the class president elections. That night, there's the annual band concert and art show in Friedman Auditorium. Then Thursday, there's CYO Golf, and the boys' track team hosts the BGHS relays. Finally, next Friday is Grandparents' Day at Garrigan and Seton. That night, we'll be hosting the state large group music contest.
That's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.